WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Swedish pianist Bobo Stenson was born in 1944 and came up playing jazz around Scandinavia, where he developed enough of a reputation to get hired by Stan Getz for an African tour in 1968 and to work regularly with American bassist Red Mitchell. From the 70s on, Stenson has worked with several bands mixing jazz and various world musics, often collaborating with musicians from Turkey and India. Stenson has also recorded for the ECM record label off and on for 27 years. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead says Stenson's style and ECM's corporate taste are a perfect fit.
Pianist Bobo Stenson on ECM Records, playing in what you might call typical ECM mode. Almost 30 years ago, ECM began documenting an airy style of improvised music, full of pregnant silences, mood enhanced by lots of cavernous echo. The ECM sound gets a bad rap for helping inspire new age music, but the original usually had more bite. Bobo Stenson's new album, War Orphans, includes two tunes by Ornette Coleman, whose raucous free jazz may seem an unlikely source for this music, but in a way, it's the wellspring. It was hard for piano players to find a role in Coleman's quickly shifting music. The first one who figured out how to do it was Paul Blay, who treated the piano like another horn, playing long lines more than background chords, and lagged a little behind the beat, as if waiting to hear where everyone else was headed before committing himself. That approach worked so well, Blay stuck to it in any context. You can hear that line of development in Bobo Stenson's version of the tune Sediment, written by his bass player, Anders Jorman. Years ago, Scandinavian jazz musicians started developing what became their contribution to the ECM style, music which was restrained and song-like and a little tentative. Bobo Stenson is so typical of the Scandinavian ECM school, he stands as a representative figure. You can hear parallels between his playing and that of ECM's breakout star, Keith Jarrett, who was also inspired by Ornette Coleman and Paul Blay, and began recording for ECM in 1971. Soon after that, Jarrett had a quartet with three Scandinavians who'd already been playing with Stenson, including Norway's tasteful drummer John Christensen. He also plays on Stenson's new CD. It was a critic's cliché to compare ECM music to icy echoes resounding across a fjord. Fjords are actually too wide to echo, but few of us critics had ever seen one. Stenson's wholesome improvised melodies can resemble Swedish folk music more than the blues. That's why this stuff doesn't even sound like jazz to some people. Bill Evans's introspective piano jazz is somewhere behind it, but Stenson's work with musicians from India also left a mark. There are odd similarities between his jazz and Indian traditional music. An emphasis on a meandering line, improvised from some basic motifs, music which may start slow and out of tempo and gradually build in intensity. Duke Ellington's Melancholia, played by Bobo Stenson's trio. Like a lot of quote-unquote typical ECM music, the CD War Orphans seesaws between the touchingly lyrical and the slightly precious. Whether jazz fans like it or hate it or don't care, ECM style long since established itself as an important wing of modern jazz. Even other labels imitate it. But as with other well-defined styles, its development has often been haphazard, a matter of individual musicians, like Bobo Stenson, groping along and picking up ideas here and there, just putting together what works for them.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing.